5 South American nations have recognized Palestinian statehood in recent weeks, including Chile just days ago, and several more are expected to do so soon. The Palestinians are lobbying more and more states to recognize Palestine and its 1967 borders. The Palestinian foreign minister says he will ask the United Nations to recognize an independent Palestinian state next September. Franciscan Father David Maria Yeager, an expert on the region, told Charles Collins the Palestinians are increasingly lobbying nations for recognition as leverage toward an elusive peace deal with Israel.
The Palestinian leadership feels this is the most helpful way to secure some sort of progress towards peace, since if they are recognized as a state by a sufficient number of countries, they may try for United Nations membership. And as a state, as a member state of the UN, the negotiations with Israel would be on a state-to-state basis rather than, as they are now, negotiations between a national liberation movement and a state which is in occupation of their territories. It will also, so their thinking goes, render the negotiations simpler, since they would be recognized as a Palestinian state in the territories that they currently, in effect, administer, the territories under the Palestinian Authority, while the remainder of the occupied territories would be a territory under occupation by another state, and they would negotiate, as it were, for their recovery. They feel they need to pursue this policy also as the only way under present conditions to prevent their population in the occupied territories from despair, which could be the prelude to collapse of government and possibly, God forbid, violence and so on and so forth in another uprising.
But is this a good idea on the Palestinians' part, if they are recognized by more and more nations, if they were to, for example, be accepted into the General Assembly, would it help them in their negotiations with Israel?
Well, it should certainly put them in a far stronger position to negotiate, and it should also calm the continuing preoccupations on the part of many in Israel, because they specifically, the Palestinian leadership specifically, want to be recognized as a state comprising the territories occupied in 1967. This means that in the very definition of the state, they recognize the state of Israel as covering the entire territory that was the state of Israel from 1949 to 1967. So this way they would achieve a stabilization of the mutual recognition between the Arab and the Jewish states. And at the same time, as reassuring Israel that they recognize the state of Israel itself, they would be able to negotiate with Israel as one state with another, and which would make it so much simpler. And would put the two parties on an equal footing. Now, I can't say myself what is good and not good. One is not the judge of that. I can only explain what their thinking is. And this is, as far as one can see, their very clear thinking on the matter.